This is WUSF 89.7. I'm Kathy Carter in for Carson Cooper. A state that has places like Little Havana, Key West, Disney World, and the Redneck Riviera is just begging to be written about in fiction. Several recent award-winning novels have been set in Florida, and that's the topic of tonight's Florida Matters on WUSF 89.7. In this preview, Florida Matters' Robin Sussingham sat down with Julie Armstrong, an English professor at USF St. Petersburg, and Colette Bancroft, the book editor at the Tampa Bay Times, to talk about the book Fates and Furies by Lauren Groff.
It's a complex portrait of a marriage between the characters Mathilde and Lotto. And Lotto is raised on a remote property in Central Florida where his father owns a water bottling plant. And some of the most affecting and poetic passages in that book are those that are set in Florida. So, Colette, you reviewed that book very favorably.
I did.
So how did Groff do you think, when it came to depicting Florida?
I think she made a really interesting use of it. She lives in Gainesville, although she's not a Floridian originally. She's from New York. But she's lived in Gainesville for 10 or 12 years now. And I liked the way in the book that she used Florida to create the sort of fairy tale, mythic element that structures the book in a lot of ways. And Lotto's childhood is that kind of fairy tale story. His nickname sort of suggests the Florida Lottery. And, you know, he's a winner in a lot of ways. But his real name is Lancelot, which sort of tips you off that he's a mythic character.
And but his father's name
is Gawain. Yeah. And his mother, to give it a real Florida punch, is both a weeky-watchy mermaid and a Disney princess. Former. She's not actively doing those things. And Lotto is born during a hurricane. So he's a fairy tale version of Florida Man, and she uses the state's bizarre elements and its natural elements, because Gawain, as you say, has made a fortune by selling spring water from family property. I think there's a line in the book about, you know, selling the state's
birthright,
yeah,
yes,
back to its rightful owners.
That was interesting.
Yeah, so there's that element of the Florida of flim-flam artist, all of those things.
Julie.
Yes, I tend to agree with what Colette said, because there's certain, when we teach Florida literature, there's a certain pattern of themes or tropes that we tend to run across, and Florida as the paradise or the anti-paradise, Florida as the grotesque, Florida as this setting for coming of age, or especially coming of age sexually, mm-hmm. and Florida as a place of travel, migration, and exile. And you see, I think, all of those in this book.
In Fates
sort of,
and Furies.
Yes, it captures all of those, and especially, and I agree with you that the first part of that is written so evocatively about Florida, and in the other parts where Lotto and his wife Mathilde are in New York, it could have been any place.
Much more mundane. They're living in a basement apartment. They're struggling to make their rent.
They could have been starving artists in London or Paris, or she could have plopped them down anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was reading the first part of the book, even before she identified the setting, I could have placed it. I mm-hmm. knew before she said, this is in the spring section of Florida, somewhere between Blue Springs and Ocala. I knew it from the way she described it very clearly. She had quite a bit of affection for it.
And you can join us for Florida Matters tonight at 6:30 here on WUSF 89.7.